Hi, this is English in the News. I'm Jane Lee. Today we are going to talk about a very new word, mansplain. It actually is a combination of two words, man, M-A-N, 男人, and then explain. In Chinese, it's actually just direct translation, 男性解释. So specifically, this is men trying to explain things to women.According to a Cambridge Dictionary, the definition goes like this. This word means to explain something to someone in a way that suggests that they are stupid, used especially when a man explains something to a woman that she already understands. 这个词用在当然就是男人向别人解释，那通常是因为你要强调是男人的话，是通常是讲他向女性或向女性的同事或是朋友解释。那这个解释的过程会让人觉得，这个讲话的人认为听话的人似乎智力智商不如他，所以呢，他会用一种居高临下的这样子的态度来向他解释。OK， 而且通常这个解释内容是他的听他讲。讲话的人其实早就知道的，这个叫 mansplain。 这里有一个例子， I have just had a guy mansplain my own job to me。 这里这个女的向她的朋友抱怨说， I've just had a guy， 刚刚有一个男的向我解释 mansplain my own job to me， 向我解释我的工作。 And as you can imagine, this word has more negative connotations than positive ones. Mansplaining is often used when a woman feels that she has been interrupted or talked over or cut off by a man. And the man was trying to tell her something that she has already known.We have several examples here. The first one is written by a blogger with Seattle Times several months ago. And here is what he wrote. As America's most beloved workplace advice columnist and a man, it's high time I address the subject of workplace mansplaining.If you aren't familiar with the term, it describes the all too frequent instances where a man explains something to a female co-worker in a condescending manner. It often begins with the man interrupting the woman, actually, or talking over her, all so he can explain something she already understands.这一位男性专栏作，他是一个部落格的作家。他说呢，身为美国最受爱戴的，这人显然蛮有自信的，蛮自恋的。他说，身为最受美国爱戴的职场咨询专栏作家，以及作为一个男人，他说现在是该他谈一谈这个 term 这一个名词 mansplaining 这个名词男性解释的时候。他说，要是你不熟悉这个词的话，他是描写男人经常以一种高姿态的态度向他的女同事解释一些事，他们常常用 actually 其实这个说法来打断女性，或是直接在他讲话的时候，在对方讲话的时候用更大的声音来抢话讲，来解释他早就已经知道的事情。这个是 mansplaining， 所以很显然的，这个字最早是用在职场上，是用在工作的场合。There's another example in Washington Post. It says, Behold, the ways in which male world leaders mansplain International Women's Day. 这一句是在华盛顿邮报里面有用到，好像是用作标题。他的显然是一位女性的记者或者是一个作家所写的。他说，听听看啊，听听看那些世界的领袖们，很可能都是男性，他们跑出来解释什么是国际妇女节，就妇女节的意义是什么。那显然这一个作家或是写这个句子的人认为这些男的其实不用来向女性解释，因为女性早就已经知道他们是处于比较不利的地位。 There's a third example. Mr. Speaker, I'd rather get an answer than the mansplaining I'm getting. Now this is from the Parliament, from the recording of the Parliament of Australia. It's also used this year, so you can see this is a fairly new term. 它这里有一个，这个是从澳洲国会的那个国会议程，它有录影，它从这个录影里面抓出来的。有一位女性的国会议员，她向议长抱怨，她说，议长先生，我希望得到一个答案，而不是她一直向我来解释。这就是 mansplain or mansplaining 的用法。 I'm Jane Lee for English in the News.